We're in a battle for America's soul. Liberty is at risk. It's time to speak up. Welcome to Brooke Talks America with author, publisher, conservative advisor, and patriot. Brooke says, for years, Brooke's been behind the scenes, helping conservative leaders articulate a vision for a better America. Now, she's front and center, and the mic is hot. Here is your host, Brooke Says.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Brooke Talks America, where we discuss politics and culture from an unapologetically conservative perspective each and every time. You'll find no soft-bellied, weak-kneed, spineless, feckless rhino eunuchs here, I assure you. I'm your host, Brooke Says. Conservative patriot, still very proud, deplorable, and columnist, which you can read on my website at brooktalksamerica.com. Make sure you connect with me on Facebook, Brooke Talks America. Twitter is at Brooke Talks USA. Email me, and again, go to the website. If you'd like to partner with the show and be a sponsor to get your product, business, or service in front of like-minded patriots who support your mission and you can support theirs, let me know. Also, if you don't have those items but you want to donate to the show to keep this conservative voice out there, sparky, feisty, sassy as always, you can do that as well. You can listen to archived podcasts of this show on my website, brooktalksamerica.com, and also I'm on Captain's America Third Watch every first and third Tuesday morning at 5:30 a.m. for the early birds on the station Salem Media Group or AM 860 The Answer. And my podcast is available on iHeartRadio, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Podomatic, and a bunch of other ones. Also, I have an app which you can find in the Play Store. You can go to the website and sign up to receive email alerts. So we talk about politics and culture on the show, obviously, and I have said since the beginning and for years now that, as Breitbart said, which is politics is downstream from culture and the right has had it wrong the entire time. While we've been talking about tax cuts, right, fighting endless wars, talking about wonky stuff, the left has infiltrated the culture. Sure, we go to church. We talk about stuff like that. We talk about abortion. But we haven't really centered on the culture in terms of values and protecting the values of America and the United States and free-loving people, which we are and which we hope to remain. I had a guest on my show last year for our Memorial Day special, Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Linda Pugsley. She volunteered for two tours as an air evac flight nurse in Vietnam, 1968 to 69 and 72. So as we find ourselves in 2021, almost a year and a half into the pandemic, you see the lightning speed with which they've inculcated things like CRT, the craziness with the transgender. I wanted to replay the audio that we did with her because she talks about a moral compass and a moral code. You know, the founders talked about that. They said you could not have a free, independent republic, which is really an aberration. It's not standard to have free individual people. It's an aberration because human nature is what it is. So we are this extraordinary experiment in human liberty and individual freedom here in America, which is under threat. It's very clear, you know, I've talked about it, is that Bernie Sanders kind of talked about it a little bit. We had been criticized for saying that Obama was a Marxist. He talked about it. Now you see the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the so-called squad, talk about it openly. And now they just brag about socialism. And it's really not socialism. It's communism. And it should be clear that despite what we thought, we did not actually win the war against communism. We just won the war against the Soviet Union. But all of those communists, what did they do? They came here. And all this time, we have been looking at Russia, thinking Russia was the only threat. Meanwhile, the Chinese Communist Party has been taken over and wrapping its Belt and Road all over the world, including here in America, with the Confucius Centers, indoctrinating kids at the universities, Hollywood, NBA, media, they're all over, including politicians, of course, including the dementia patient that's at 1600. So I wanted to play this audio because I wanted to talk about values. And she did an excellent job explaining why we need to get back to a values-based system and really take back this country from the ground up in that way.
I have a special guest this week, Chaplain Linda Pugsley. She volunteered for two tours as an evac, air evac flight nurse in Vietnam during 68 and 69, and then again in 72. I first heard her speak at a Vietnam veterans event in Veterans Park in Tampa, where she was she was talking about the painful truths about the experiences of the men and women who had served in Vietnam, who had been through so much in that country, some of them who had been drafted, by the way, of course, and then were smeared by the media and treated so horrifically when they came back here. You know, this was the country that sent them there. But what struck me about her, and what has struck me about so many of the Vietnam veterans I've met who really, you know, this is a category they do a lot of service for others, is that even though America treated them so badly, when they returned, they still love their country. I wasn't even born in when Vietnam started, and I feel more angry about it than some of the people that I know who have been there. It was really a fascinating thing. You know, she wasn't angry either. She offered these veterans so much encouragement and love and healing. And, you know, it was almost like you could just, it was like a big hug to everybody. And she acknowledged that terrible reality of veteran suicide. Her words were very comforting, and they knew that she could understand what they had been through. The other time I heard her speak was also at a veterans event at the park. She was tearing it up. Okay. She was not being politically correct. I almost thought to myself, oh my God, I hope they invite her back, because she was telling some very brutal truths about the subversion that's happening in and to this country. And that's another, you know, these are two reasons I wanted to have her on. Before we had this plandemic, as I call it, we had a lot of problems in America, but certainly with a 2-month shutdown, there are going to be a lot of very devastating unintended consequences, or maybe intended, that's the problem, that have happened. So she's going to offer some insight from her experiences, both as a veteran in the turbulent era of Vietnam and how it relates to today, and as a conservative Christian and chaplain. So, Chaplain Pugsley, welcome and thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you, Brooke, for reminding me that you weren't born when I went to Vietnam. thank you so much. But I love this country deeply. I think it's because I have been around long enough to see such a massive sea change. And that's why I speak so passionately, especially to our young people who are our next generation of moms and dads and leaders in every facet of our society, in medicine, military, engineering, construction, everything. And it's the moral code that has eroded, not capitalism or the free market system.
Yep.
That is, we have an awesome system. It's the bribery, lies, and corruption that are rusting it out, that are getting rid of the pillars that we have built this country on. And I have, for about 20 years, I have been speaking in the high schools in what's called, Hillsborough County has, it's called the History of Vietnam class. That's changed to wars of world wars or something, you know, the 20th century, whatever. But I have been able to go in and talk to them. You see, they don't understand things are changed. They're only 15 or 16 years old. They have only seen the crap that's out there in their videos, their music, their language, their sense of family, community. All of this has eroded and is broken and is lower level without a moral code. Our founding fathers said this type of government, which entails individual freedom, is a dangerous type of government. It is meant only for a highly moral people, because if you don't, freedom will soon turn into a free-for-all. And I'm living to see this, and I don't want it to continue, which is why I encourage people. I'm not talking about being a religious nut. I'm talking about a moral code. Now, I always like to remind people that in the 1940s, high school seniors, that their behavior that required intervention was something like this. 1940s, talking out of turn, chewing gum, making noise, running in the halls, cutting in line, dress code violations, which usually meant they didn't wear their tie, and littering. Now, you fast forward just 50 years to 1990. And in the high school seniors that required intervention, listen to this, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, pregnancy, suicide, rape, robbery, and assault. Now, I'm not telling you to believe what I believe or think what I think. I'm just telling you, unless you have a comparative analysis, you're never going to know how it's changed. We did not have this growing up. Look what is going on in our high school. Oh, what has changed? We'll get into that in just a minute. Yeah. But all of those things, now you add to that today, disrespect for teachers. You never did that growing up in my generation. You didn't want your parents to know that you did something in school because you'd have got a worse punishment when you got home. Bullying. They are rapidly disintegrating into some sort of crazy situation where there's cults and gangs, etc. Sexual harassment. If I hear another story about a teacher having sex with a student, this is absolutely ridiculous. Gang activity. All of these extreme activities. We now have sex, alcohol, and drugs in middle school. My heart aches, and these kids don't know it because that's all they've ever had. My heart aches when I see police cars parked outside of our schools. Unbelievable. Now, when I went to Vietnam, it was a little different situation. We had people truly that loved our country. I was a trained nurse in trauma injuries, and I came from a family that served. My grandfather was World War I, my dad World War II, my brother and I in Vietnam at the same time. And I had three nephews that served in Fallujah way back in 2005 when things were kind of hot over there. I was young and ready to save the world, but my generation was fighting communism, and it was taking over the world, and it was controlling things. It was taking away the power from the individual and putting it with the top few. So we had a mission. We knew what we were doing. Some of our young kids today have no idea what's going on. They have no idea. They're not resilient, and I wanted to talk about that. They're not resilient. The simplest little things throw them into a tizzy. If they don't have their kind of cereal in the aisle, they go nuts, you know? We have college students. This amazed me to no end. College students that had to have puppy therapy, coloring rooms, safe spaces, because someone didn't get elected that they wanted? What? The only safe space our guys in Vietnam had was a foxhole or a bunker. I mean, the comparison is unbelievable. And when I speak in the high schools, they go, whoa, yeah. They don't realize our society has changed. This erosion didn't happen overnight. It's happened over a number of generations. You have a liberal mindset, which is anybody can do anything, anytime, anyplace, anywhere.
Hold that thought. We're heading to a break. I want to hold that thought right there because I want to start right there. That's an awesome place, and it's unbelievable how you're showing the difference. You are listening to Brooke Talks America. I'm your host, Brooke Says, here with Colonel Jim and Chaplain Pugsley. We are on AM 860, The Answer, and Salem Media Group, and we will be right back.
More Brooke Talks America coming up. Welcome back to Brooke Talks America with Brooke Says. Check out the blog at AmericaOutloud.com. Here's Brooke Says.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Brooke Talks America. We are talking with Chaplain Linda Pugsley, and she was on a roll, so we're just going to let her have back at it. Go ahead, Linda.
Sure thing. We're talking about some of our young people. Not all, no. I'm just seeing increasing numbers. That's why it just kind of concerns me. And some of our college kids, they can't handle adversity. They can't handle something that doesn't work their way. Now, that is not a good foundation upon which to build and help your country. So I'm going to do a blatant advertisement here, but I wrote a book a couple of years ago, DMR5, The Next Generation. It's available, Amazon Books, Bookston, Barnes & Noble, et cetera.
Send the link to me, and I'll put it up. And I just want to interject here. The teachers are telling that are training the students to be the snowflakes. It's coming from the teachers themselves. So go ahead.
It is. If you're offended, the whole world has to stop is the attitude. This is ridiculous. How are you going to ever have a debate? How are you ever going to have opposing ideas? I mean, right now, for crying out loud, we have the World Health Organization saying only wear a mask if you're working with COVID-19 patients. And then we have our own CDC say, no, you got to have a mask all over. I mean, it's just like you're going to have opposing views. And the only way to get to what is the best and highest level of truth is to continue to go through all of these debates. But if you shut off the debate from one side and only hear one thing, this is the end result. You're not going to be able to make the right decision. You're going to be sheeple. You're going to be led around by the nose and not realize it. And that's what I don't want. So in this book, DMR5 Next Generation, I talk about five things that you can do. One is integrity. We're losing that. The other is sexual purity, which is a new message to these kids. Sobriety, service before self, and excellence in all you do. I mean, it doesn't make any difference what your background is. Those five things you can do. So when I challenge the kids, I say, you're always going to have an ism to fight. Way back, barbarism, the Vikings came in and got the village. My dad's generation fought Nazism. My generation fought communism. And I asked one time in a class, what is your generation fighting? And one girl raised her hand and said, capitalism. Now, that made me very nervous. They don't understand that terrorism is around us. We have a worldwide system. We have worldwide access now. And we have worldwide systems that can cause the destruction of a nation. We need to be on guard. We need to be strong, and we need to be resilient. And if they're thinking that our system of production is the enemy, we're going to be doomed. Now, they always say the first casualty of war is the truth. And that is really true. It's hard to find the truth anymore. I mean, way back at the beginning of Iraq and Afghanistan, people were screaming, usually from a liberal mindset. I'm not coming against it. I'm just seeing it. A liberal mindset tends to loosen everything. It doesn't give you power and strength and independence. It has everybody just sitting around with one person telling them what to do. But the truth was not coming out. And people were saying babies are starving because so much money is being spent in Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, I went back and looked up some things. And for World War II, we had 130% of our GDP. It cost us to fight that. It was like 2% of the GDP for Iraq and Afghanistan. So you see, if our kids aren't told the truth, they're never going to know it. And truth is where you find it. You know, what? Today you hear the term your truth. That is so dangerous. Your truth doesn't make it true. Now, listen, a long time ago, a whole bunch of very intelligent people, scientists, engineers, believed with all their heart that the world was flat, but it didn't make it true. Comparative analysis and critical thinking is what's so important. Right now, we're dealing with a virus. It's a pandemic. I understand its seriousness. As a nurse, I understand it's a little bit more serious in terms of its response to the lung and the respiratory system. But there is worldwide, and I've done the numbers, go do it yourself, worldwide, Florida, US-wide, countrywide, the death rate is 0.5%. That is the death rate. Just the other day in Florida, it was 2,222. I remember that because it was all twos. And I forget how many had the virus. It still is 0.5%, only it went down to 0.4% instead of 0.5%. And yet people are being told, the numbers, look at the numbers, 100,000 have it, stay in your house, we're going to control everything. What? If it's 0.5% survival rate, people, that means it's death rate, that means there's a 99% survival rate from this thing. Advertise that. If the information you get is controlled information, then that's not free speech. So many times it's what you don't hear that is controlling too. And we have to be resilient these days. We need a strong foundation. In the Air Force and in the Air Force Auxiliary, they teach what's called the five pillars of wellness and resilience. And they talk about the five pillars. If you're strong in all of these areas, not weak and I don't know and whatever, then your ability to continue to work, continue to thrive, continue to build up a wonderful country, if you're strong in these things, that's what counts. Mind, body, relationships, spirit, and family. Now, I see a lot of our culture trying to break them down. how people are thinking in the mind. My gosh, the learning, the adaptability, decision-making, it's all being watered down. The body. We have an overweight society. People can't even get in the military. Kids that are 12 years old have hypertension and diabetes. And people don't understand rest and nutrition and relationships. Oh, my gosh. We never had such a confused society. When I was growing up, everyone who knew who they were, they had a mission, where they were heading. Oh, my gosh, the social support system is just being annihilated. And spirit, that's your values, your perspective, your purpose. It's all being, it's whatever you think. That's like playing a football game without a foul line, without a playbook. You step over the foul line, you go, oh, that's not a foul to me. There'd be chaos on that field. And yet we're asking our young people to play the game of life, the most important game, without a foul line, without an umpire, without a playbook. It's ridiculous. And then family, that's where you get your identity, your affection, your legacy, your priorities. And that is being decimated. A family is anything you want it to be. Oh, my gosh. And you wonder why the suicide rate with kids is high. You wonder why there's all of these anger issues, rape and drinking and drugs. These poor kids, they're trying to drown their sorrows. They're trying to anesthetize themselves. We're supposed to be producing a society that is a nest for them to grow and thrive. So we need to make some huge changes. And the only way we're going to make that is for those who understand things is to stand up. So many times the left is so powerful and strong. You just watch television. You watch a news program. The left keeps on talking. They don't even let anybody else talk. Even when someone says, just wait a minute. They go on and on and on. Just demeaning people, giving generalities. We need critical thinking, comparative analysis, independent research. We need people to be actively involved in our community and maintain the highest moral excellence. This is an awesome country. It is worth every bit of our effort. And because people have just shut their mouths, I make a comment, just a general comment like, you know, hey, why don't we concern ourselves with the recovery rate of 99.5% for this virus instead of looking at the 0.5% death rate? And then I get annihilated on there. You know, I mean, people say, oh, you're nothing but a fascist. You want everyone to die. And I'm going, Lord have mercy. But I'm not going to stop, and neither are you, Brooke. Our only hope for change is our young people. And if we don't reach them and we don't do that, and when I speak to the veterans, they're a little bit older, some of them, you know, and the grandparents and stuff, I said, your job isn't over. You still got to give this information to your grandkids. You still have to be active in the community. Come on. We have so many things that are working with the youth and other people. We still can continue with it. And I am going to beat this drum about this being an awesome nation. People say, oh, to consider your nation. Oh, look, there's always going to be someone who's the king of the hill. That's in a football game. There's always going to be someone number one in baseball. There's going to be somebody number one in science, the Nobel Peace, et cetera, et cetera. Who do you want running this world? I would rather have us with the moral code that we have, where we've had nuclear weapons for over 70 years. We haven't blown anybody off the planet yet, except to end World War II. I mean, other countries, they haven't even got all the parts yet, and they're already saying who they're going to blow up. Well, I would rather have us with our moral code. I'm still dealing with Vietnam veterans, for crying out loud, that are crying because they had to shoot someone. Well, I would rather have come from a country where its culture, where its biggest warriors are still mourning over having to kill someone, than to come from a culture that guts children in front of their parents and cuts off their heads. You know, I'm just saying, who do you want running the world? I would rather have our country, as fractured as it can be sometimes, we always keep going for the best. That's what we need. This stuff of, if I hear one more thing about pay and, you know, inequity, you know, I'll go, well, the guy that works 80 hours a week is always going to make more money than the guy that works 40. Come on, cut me a break. This income inequality. I don't care if the big guy makes billions, but we need to teach them when they're young. If you get to be a billionaire, you build a daycare center at your shop. You pay your workers $50 an hour. You give them a medical and dental program, not the government. When the government does it, it's inefficient. It is, when everything is centralized, it is too open to graft and corruption. It is one area. It does need to be broken up, which is some of the best part of our country. We have a federal government, but it's called marble cake federalism, if anyone cares to study anything about our country, where we have governors that are here and then mayors of local cities. And it's supposed, if you have moral excellence, that's all going to be built up. But if you have a central control, you're going to the middle class is going to be erased, and all you'll have is the elites at the top with the steak and gas, and the peasants at the bottom begging for bread. It never fails. When you remove the freedom from people to build their society, construct their homes, get their families, go where they need to go, when they lose the freedom for that decision, the government will be deciding what you do. It will go down. You'll be in a cold water, walk up flat, and have no decision. It's still going on in Russia today. Oh, my gosh. And these kids are being sold a bill of goods. They're being lied to. They've not been told the truth. And we have the responsibility of bringing that truth to them in every venue that we can, Brooke. Every venue that we can.
Well, I wish we could go on for another hour because you are literally on fire. I think that the airwaves are probably on fuego right now. And I really, really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing that wisdom. And I'm going to have you back for sure. Send me the link for your book, and I will put that on the Facebook page and any contact information if anybody wants to have you come speak for their organization or for their group or anything like that. And, you know, the message is clear, is that it's a choice between freedom and tyranny. That's what we have facing this country in the election and really every single day. You know, freedom is not given to us. We must continue to fight for it. And, you know, I just want to thank you so much again and thank you for what you're doing to spread the message.
Yes, ma'am. God bless
you. All right.
Too.
Have a good one. God bless.
Yep.
And you are listening to Brooke Talks America. I'm your host, Brooke Says, with Colonel Jim. And again, our guest, Chaplain Linda Pugsley. You're listening to us on AM 860, The Answer, and we will be right back.
More Brooke Talks America coming up. When it comes down to whether the United States is to be the land of liberty or a downtrodden Bernie Sanders utopia, the time to choose is right now. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, we the people comprise the largest letters in the United States Constitution. They were purposefully written that way to remind elected officials and the judiciary that they are to serve humbly at the pleasure of those who legally elected them into office. It is obvious that far too many office holders have forgotten, and in some cases today never learned, that concept. It is high time we, the people who love God, family, and our republic, to fight valiantly for the rightful authority that is ours and take back control of shaping the minds of younger generations. Far too many people fought and died so that we can live in liberty. It was Ronald Reagan who said that freedom is never more than one generation from extinction. So let us together fight to make sure that freedom lives on for many generations to come. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Welcome back to Brooke Talks America with Brooke Says. Connect on Twitter at Brooke Talks USA. Here's Brooke Says.
Welcome back to Brooke Talks America. I'm your host, Brooke Says, and another excellent Edwards Notebook from Ron Edwards. Do you need a tax preparer, have rental properties, need worksheets to help gather your information? If so, contact Deb Snyder at 727-424-4499 or email her at debsnydertax@gmail.com. You can find her on the IRS Directory of Federal Tax Return Preparers. Deb stays up to date, successfully completing the annual Federal Tax Refresher course that covers filing season issues and tax law updates. And as always, remember to tell her that Brooke sent you. And make sure you check out Patrick Hyland at the Sports Zones Sundays at 11 a.m. on this station. So what's happening in this country, basically, is what they wanted to do all along. And again, conservatives have been criticized for saying this. But I want to bring you back to the, for the first time in my adult life, I'm finally proud of my country, person said.
Barack knows that we are going to have to make sacrifices. We are going to have to change our conversation. We're going to have to change our traditions, our history. We're going to have to move into a different place as a nation to provide the kind of future that we all want desperately for our children. And he is the man to do it.
Yes, change everything. That's what you're seeing now with CRT, with wokeness, with language, with the statues which keep coming down. I'm not quite sure why we're letting that happen, but apparently everything is going to continue to happen because the nature of things, conservatives just want to be left alone. Right? The Democrats, the liberals, the communists keep going after you, after you, after you, but we want to be left alone. And as it says in the Declaration of Independence, until these things are no longer sufferable, do we react? I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a point where it doesn't matter whether they're sufferable or not. They already have too much ground. Okay? So you need to think about that. As I've always said, when they tell you who they are, believe them. Okay, and this was foretold, as we see from this clip, about 50 years ago.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, "When certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind."
You hear that? So I'm not making this up. Remember Obama said the fundamental transformation of America? You don't fundamentally transform something that you don't. You don't meet a guy. Like, I don't meet a guy and say, oh, I love you, but I want to fundamentally transform you. Well, some women do. But anyways, normally that's not something that you do. Okay. This is what they're saying that they want to do. The new communist is the same as the old communist. They just have different accents and flags. Okay. But they're still communists. And the Cuban listeners know this because what's happening right now is that the people are trying to fight against the government of Cuba, which is a tyrannical government. Anyways, so the problem is with what we have now in America is that they own all the political infrastructure, including in this country, including the media. Now, I know they stole it. You know they stole it. Some of you don't think they stole it. So you need to wake up because the clown that's at 1600, there's no way that he got more votes than Obama. Just not possible. So we're under a coup, whatever. So you say, well, we have to do something. We have to get engaged. We have to run for office. And of course we do. Right. And right now, the only option is to run as a Republican because there are no sane Democrats left in that party. And I know I say it all the time. The Republicans suck just as bad as the Democrats. A lot of them do. Not all, but a lot of them do. I mean, Mitch McConnell, really? Mitt Romney, Adam Kinzinger, Cheney. All they want is more war. All they want is the status quo. They want the same country club Republican Party back. They don't care about you. They hate Trump. So by proxy, they hate you. They hate you for voting for Trump and putting him in their way. Right? So the Democrats are fully embracing Marxism. But speaking of the media, so if we deign to do anything like the left does, they criticize us, right? So here's what they say about you if you're a Trump supporter who actually wants to take part in the electoral and civil process of democracy. And I put that in air quotes because we're not a democracy. We're a republic, but you get the drift what the action of participatory democracy is. Here's what they're going to say about you.
Right, so tell us about the plan of QAnon believers to start running for local offices like the school board.
Yeah, so look, as Q went away, so Q was this, you know, omniscient insider in their mythology in the government. I think most, even QAnon believers, think, look, that guy's not coming back. He hasn't posted since December 8th, so we're over six, 7 months of that now. So they've looked for different strategies. They still have these forums. They still have these influencers who are trying to decode old Q posts, trying to decode what President Trump is still saying, you know, from Mar-a-Lago or wherever he is. So instead of abandoning that, they have looked at people like Michael Flynn. And Michael Flynn has said, run for school board, run for local office. He said, get involved in the education of our children. And they've taken that quote and they've affixed it to the top of their forums. They've said, you know, this is our next plan. This is the real plan. You know, we need to, instead of just waiting around for stuff to happen, we need to take the bull by the horns, basically. And in some cases, it's working. These are elections where, you know, 100-something votes can win. And they are winning at, you know, local offices all throughout the country, California, Pennsylvania, Florida, Michigan. They are telling people to run, and they are doing it.
The other day, I came out of the supermarket on Nantucket Island, and I found that I was parked next to a car that had a QAnon bumper sticker on it. Now, I'm certain that there are not people walking around on Nantucket Island wearing Q T-shirts. So in terms of the strength of the group, how much of the group now, and because of the way Q is going, the direction that Q is going in, how much of the group is basically more interested in culture ideas like race, what's taught in school, critical race theory, things like that? How much of the group is composed of that philosophy?
With the critical race theory stuff, it's opened up a new public platform in school board meetings to make YouTube videos, to go up there and to get the crowd riled up. Our story is, you know, foundationally, there's a guy in Florida who went up there and talked about, you know, the Hollywood pedophiles that are carrying away our children at these school board meetings. And a lot of people are at the school board meeting to talk about critical race theory. It just adds to a laundry list of grievances and complaints that people have with school boards, whether it be about mask mandates, critical race theory, or now just, you know, generalized QAnon stuff. They can talk about any of that stuff, any of the, you know, conservative culture war stuff. There's a podium for that at your local school board, and it'll get uploaded to YouTube afterwards. You can share it on your own Instagram page. That's where we're seeing this overlap.
Yeah. So if I support Trump, I'm a QAnon supporter. Right. I'm a devil. I'm an insurrectionist, even though, as we've seen, and we're going to talk about it with Colonel Jim, what happened in January 6th is eerily similar, as Darren Beatty has been pointing out, and some on the left have been forced to admit. It's very interesting and very similar to what happened in Michigan with the non-insurrection plot against Whitmer, where 12 out of the 18 FBI informants. So this is what we're getting in America. But it's clear what the agenda is, what the playbook is, and what anybody who runs as a Republican must be. You have to be fearless. Okay, you have to smack down the media like President Trump does and like Governor DeSantis does, and relentlessly call them what they are, which is communist. You have to follow, in addition to following me, of course, you have to follow Jesse Kelly, because he talks about this all the time. They wouldn't be defending themselves against being called communists if you weren't calling them communists. What they are is communists. What they want is Marxism. Okay? The 1% in America want to be like, and they're heavily affiliated with the 1% in China. They want you to go to work to produce the widgets, get a few crumbs, so that they can live the lifestyle that they want and have the power that they want. They don't want you participating. We talked with Mike AMC Marine. They don't want you participating. As soon as the average Joe participates, they shut you down. Right? All of this debt is going to be a problem for you. It's not going to be a problem for them. They're already rich. The wealth gap has grown exponentially because of the pandemic. That's what they want. They want lords and serfs. By the time you wake up, you're going to find out that I'm right, okay? We've been right, big calling them communists. We've been right in everything we've said. I've been right. Colonel Jim has been right, getting tremendous heat for it. But we've been right the whole time. That's what they are. If you love this country, you need to get active. I know we say it. That's what it is. But you need to get active. You need to get busy. You need to see the truth. And a lot of stuff is going to be coming out about the pandemic, about the vaccine, about the virus, and of course about Fauci, the demon dwarf Fauci, who we've been talking about. You got to read my article about that. Go to the website, read the articles, okay? Fearlessness, no holds barred, guerrilla warfare of communications. You cannot be afraid to tell the truth. You can't be afraid they're going to say something mean about you, because guess what? They're going to say something mean about you anyways. right? Mitt Romney was the devil incarnate before the Democrats realized they could use him against the Republicans. That's how it works. Don't be part of that. Be part of saving America, okay? And it's very exciting to see all these people that are getting out there making the left nervous on MSNBC, right? They're nervous about you. What's happening with Wendy Rogers in Arizona? Absolutely beautiful. Keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting. Never relent. You're listening to Brooke Talks America. I'm your host, Brooke Says, and we will be back after the break to talk with Colonel Jim.
Welcome back to Brooke Talks America with Brooke Says. Connect on Twitter at Brooke Talks USA. Here's Brooke Says. Welcome back to Brooke Talks America. Visit Brooke Talks America on Facebook. And now, your host, Brooke Says.
Welcome back to Brooke Talks America. I'm your host, Brooke Says, here with Colonel Jim. Be sure to check out the Facebook of both of us and Twitter. My Twitter is at Brooke Talks USA. Be sure to check out Patrick Hyland at the Sports Zone Sundays at 11 a.m. on this station, AM 860, The Answer. So, Jim, we have to get right into it. Texas authorities have begun. I'm not a big fan of Abbott. I know you're not, but at least he's doing something. They're arresting illegal aliens for trespassing as part of the governor's border security plan, obviously with Alan West breathing down his neck. Talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. And you hit it right in the head with Alan West all of a sudden running for governor and causing him to have to do something because he has been pretty wishy-washy over the years. So we all know the Biden administration is not doing anything with regard to apprehending and either sending back illegals or arresting them for crimes once they cross the border. Governor Abbott and Texas authorities have decided they're going to take this into their own hands. They're utilizing their own National Guard. They're bringing in additional state police, the Texas Rangers, what have you, and the local border authority or local law enforcement authorities in the southern border regions of the state. And they are apprehending, arresting, jailing, charging illegals if they have committed a crime other than just crossing the border, and taking those matters into their own hands. I can guarantee you, I'm sure right now the lawyers are putting together the DOJ to take the state of Texas to court for interfering with the federal government in their effort, because the federal authorities see this as their responsibility and not the state.
Well, they're not doing their job, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's all about, first and foremost, protecting the citizens of Texas.
Yeah, because we have the right to be protected, and the whole country, because it's not just them. They're shipping them all over the country. And by the way, they're not getting tested and they're not getting vaccinated. But you minions have to do it and you have to like it. But that's part of a bigger plan. It's part of Kennedy's plan. And the 60s was also part of this. But talk about, you discovered on National Pulse, talk about there's a 20-year plan, mass migration plan that was revealed.
Right. National Pulse has been looking into the political left's efforts to bring in illegals into this country. And they've discovered a plan that was hatched in 2001 by the Democrats and other leftist causes. It's a pretty thorough plan. The Democrats needed an opportunity to implement it. They couldn't do it under Obama because Obama and so many of officials had and other Democrats have talked and supported keeping illegals out of the country and border security. Now with Joe Biden,
they lied about they gave lip service and lied about caring about the borders because they don't. Go ahead.
Exactly, because it's all about changing the base. Yep. Of voting in America. And you need people who feel they are entitled, they are given free stuff, and they will vote for you in return. That's the Democrats'
yep.
methodology of how they look at it. We give you free stuff, you will vote for us. And this plan now is you know, being implemented under the Biden regime. Even Joe Biden, as soon as he was installed, came out and said, we need to surge. And they are following through with that. And, you know, the plan basically says over the course of the next 10 years, 27 million illegals will come into the country. But if you go into the in-depth of this, that 27 million is a low estimate number, which is fine with the Democrats. But the way the plan is written, it could actually, you know, move up to like 77 million, depending on the ability of U.S. authorities, both
people have no idea what that actually means. That's 25% of the country.
That is staggering. We always hear the number 11 million illegals are in the country. Yeah. I've always believed it's been probably twice that, if not three times that.
Exactly.
But now this basically lays it out that, you know, at a minimum 27 million, that's staggering in and of itself. 77 million, you don't have America anymore.
No. And they don't want tiger moms. You know, they want specific people to come over here. And by the way, keep in mind, they're coming from many different countries, right? So it's not just like they're coming from the triad countries. They're flying here. So if you have the money for a flight from Africa or the Middle East, you're not an economic migrant. Okay. You're whatever you're doing here is not, shouldn't be right and shouldn't be legal. So we'll have to watch on that, because that's a never ending story, right? Root causes my tail. But I want to talk with you because the FBI, and I mentioned it earlier on the show, as you heard, the Whitmer case in Michigan is eerily similar to the January 6th. What's going on with that? And what's Pelosi up to with the hearing?
Well, this is, you know, you could almost say we saw it coming when we looked at what happened during the Trump administration with what the FBI was doing. They weren't charging anybody. It's almost as if they were just letting it happen and let it play out, turning a blind eye. Well, the FBI has been, we know the FBI was more than likely involved in the January 6th situation at the Capitol. Now it's coming out where the Whitmer kidnapping episode that was supposed to be staged by far right Trump supporting people to get rid of Whitmer is now almost revealed, the way I look at it. So much information that the FBI, you know, assisted, helped, were heavily involved in the plot.
12 out of the 18 were FBI. That's insane.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we have this being revealed. It's being covered up and hushed up in the mainstream media because they don't want this to be revealed as a plot to be used against actually Donald Trump, because the first thing people are going to say is, oh, there goes those white right-wing loonies going and trying to do something to help Trump and make the Democrats look bad. The FBI was totally involved all the way.
And they're going to find out that the FBI, along with Pelosi, along with Mitch McConnell, let's not leave them out of it. The Republicans wanted him gone just as much as they did. But regarding the so that, again, all of this stuff is picking away, picking away, picking away. So with regard to January 6th, what did Pelosi do? Which is absolutely not shocking, but still despicable.
You know, we watched four or five months, her create this January 6th committee to investigate what really happened. She stacked it with Democrats. She gave the opportunity for the Republicans to put five members on it. Kevin McConnell said, here's who I want. She looked at it. She allowed three of them on, and she said, but we can't have Jim Jordan or Jim Banks on because they would have a major effect on the outcome, and they're not trustworthy, and they have no integrity. So she made up all this stuff about
they don't want the people to hear the actual information.
Right.
Correct.
So Congressman Kevin McCarthy basically said, okay, it's all or nothing. You don't get anybody. So in the meantime, Pelosi has put Liz Cheney on there. She's looking at putting Adam Kinzinger on there, you know, another Republican who sides with the Democrats. And she can't get enough other Republicans to go on it. So she's looking at bringing on former members of Congress, liberal Rhino Republicans, to fill in as staffers and as aides.
Yeah.
All Pelosi wants to be able to do is say, I have a bipartisan commission. You know the outcome already.
Right, right. Yeah.
That's already been written.
Yes,
and she
of course.
Just needs people to support it.
Of course, of course. It's a joke. The whole thing's a joke. She's a joke. Term limits. We need 3 more hours, as always, because we just try to get the information out there. You're listening to Brooke Talks America. I'm your host, Brooke Says. Check out the website, Facebook, Twitter, and we will see you next week.
You've been listening to Brooke Talks America with author, publisher, conservative advisor, and patriot, Brooke Says. Connect by email, info@brooketalksamerica.com. Connect on Twitter @BrookeTalksUSA. And listen next Saturday night for more Brooke Talks America on AM 860, The Answer.